The devil will try his best to stop or to hinder the advancement of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of darkness tries to hinder the kingdom of God. And the devil tries to extinguish the word of God out of our heart. He wants to put out the fire of God in you, cause you to become spiritually cold or dead, passive or sleepy. Anything but the fire, anything but the power.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are so glad you could join us today in Truth. In fact, I pray that this short devotional would be a blessing to you and an encouragement to you. And I want to thank you for praying for us. We greatly appreciate it. We have been talking about a sower that went out to sow, and we see that in Mark chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. But then I brought you to the book of Matthew, chapter 13 and verse 24 is another parable to bring out a spiritual truth, and it said, the kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. And so first of all, we talked about some of the seed that fell along the wayside, and the birds came and devoured it. And so we know that Satan sends his demon spirits, if you will, to try to devour or to pluck out the word of God in our hearts. And then some of the seed fell on stony places because of the hardness of man's heart. And when persecution came, they were scorched and withered away. Therefore, the seed couldn't take root. Some seed fell among thorns. Thorns overgrew and choked out the seed, and therefore the seed died out. But then we come to this particular parable, and we see that the seed or the word of God was sown in a field, but the enemy or the devil came and planted tares trying to do this, destroy the good seed. Now, notice this, the constant opposition to the word of God. Everywhere you turn, Satan is trying to destroy the seed from taking root or growing and bearing fruit. My friend, if he can't get in one way, he will try another. He's always trying to uproot or to choke out or to burn up the word of God in our hearts. The thing is that the devil doesn't want you to know God's word. He doesn't want you to understand it. He doesn't want you to receive the revelation of it. Because if you do, then you just might change. You just might tell somebody else about Jesus, and your life just might have an impact on others around you. You see, the devil tries his best to stop or to hinder the advancement of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. The kingdom of darkness tries to hinder the kingdom of God, spiritual warfare. We know that as a child of God, as a Christian, how the enemy opposes those that are saved. The devil tries to extinguish God's word in our heart. He wants to put out the fire of God in you, cause you to become spiritually cold or spiritually dead or passive or sleepy or so on. Anything but the fire, anything but the power. And he'll try to choke the word of God out of your heart. Satan will try to burn it out. His demon spirits will try to devour it. If that doesn't work, my friend, then he'll plant tares in your field. Do you hear what I'm saying today? The fact is, contrary to what people might say, there is a real devil. He's not a figment of our imagination. He's not some made-up character in a costume. He's real. He's our enemy. And he's an enemy of God. Paul said, we are not ignorant of his devices. Folks, the devil will come in a form of light, making you think it's good, but it's the wrong kind of light. It's not the light of God. It's a false and imitation light, but it's not the light of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Oh, beloved, there are many that profess to come in the name of Jesus, but it's not the Jesus of the Bible. It's a form, but not the true. And my friend, it is imperative that we stick to the word of God. Let's hold on to Jesus. Let's hold on to his word, and he will lead us, the spirit of truth, into all truth.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.